Kevin Whitehead is pinch-hitting for film critic Stephen Schiff with a review of James L. Brooks' new film, I'll Do Anything, a comedy set in Hollywood. It stars Albert Brooks as a producer whose new movie is getting hacked up in the re-editing because it tested poorly with preview audiences. The rest of the cast includes Julie Kavner as an audience pollster, Nick Nolte as an unemployed actor, and 5-year-old Whitney Wright as his cute, bratty 6-year-old daughter. Here's Kevin's review.
It's no secret that the movie I'll Do Anything was shot as a musical, but that preview audiences hated the singing. So writer, director, producer James L. Brooks cut the songs and reshot some sequences to fill the gaps. No more musical. Now, any work of art should be judged on what it is, not what might have been. But I bring this up in the movie's defense. I'll Do Anything has problems, but it does not play like a musical with the songs hacked out. It doesn't have that outsized sensibility that made TV's Cop Rock such a turkey. Okay, there are a few telltale signs. Harry Shearer, an actor who can carry a tune, loiters in the background of a couple of scenes like he used to have something to do. And when Julie Kavner's character lists the series of drugs and vitamins she's on, Prozac, Xanax, A and B, she sounds like she's building up to a patter song. Hollywood movies often sell what they preach against, violence usually, so give I'll Do Anything credit for consistency. Its troubled history is built into its content. What happened to the original musical is pretty much what happens to the action movie within the movie, which gets shortened after every advance preview. The producer Albert Brooks plays stands in for the movie's real producer, James Brooks. Elsewhere, Albert Brooks has shown he's a great and fearless actor by never working to make you like him or his character. In I'll Do Anything, he does the reverse, gives dignity to a stock Hollywood weakling by never working to make you hate him. He knows the type too well to be too cruel.
You know, there are all different ways. Do you know Bertolucci never reads actors? Just looks at them, feels around a little bit, and then he decides. Doesn't read a word. Well, I also have a way. I like to interview first, then I like to read, maybe come back the next day, do it all over again. I'll call people up the actor's worked with, I'll check him out. If he's famous, I'll do an opinion survey to see if people like him. If he's not famous, I'll put him on tape, grab anybody I can find and show him the tape. That's the way I like to do it. I believe in screen tests. I believe in cutting people out if the dailies are bad. I believe in replacing people if the previews aren't there, because I don't make movies for theaters that serve cappuccino in the lobby. I make popcorn movies.
I love that growl he puts on. All this doubling of fiction and reality in a Hollywood setting may fairly remind you of The Player. I'll Do Anything builds on the brilliant switch in Robert Altman's picture, where the climax of the Bruce Willis movie within the movie stood in for the climax missing from The Player itself. A faked climax becomes a metaphor for the movies, right? At the tearjerk climax of I'll Do Anything, a kid actor in a TV show has to cry on cue, a scene which requires the child playing the actor to perform the same feat. It's self-conscious as hell, but it's still a tearjerker. I like that Hall of Mirrors stuff, and I begrudgingly admire the acting of the eerily self-possessed 5-year-old Whitney Wright. She gets to sing the only song left in the film. Nick Nolte is typically fine as her dad. Unfortunately, the movie takes its tone more from the sudsy reconciliation between estranged father and daughter, and less from the attraction-repulsion dance between Albert Brooks and Julie Kavner. They're funny and abrasive, but this is still a movie with a cute kid in it. One other thing. I think James Brooks missed a bet by not letting us hear Nick Nolte sing under the closing credits, if only to hear how he stacks up against Clint Eastwood in Paint Your Wagon. If you say you'll do anything, mean it.
Kevin Whitehead is a critic based in New York. He also reviews jazz for Fresh Air.